Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and the entire universe should get information about the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year.
He's a fast learner.
That's how good it is. You believe there are aliens out there listening to Jason Wilde? Yes or
not? Aliens don't like football.
Oh.
That I know. I've talked to a couple.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I believe somewhere in the universe, if they wished to, they could listen to Jason Wilde. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Jason wears a tinfoil hat. He cannot hear him talk.
Now, Jason, do you believe there are other beings somewhere in the universe?
Listening to your show?
No, just that they exist.
Yeah, listening to our show, Jason.
Listening to the show.
Yeah, I don't know if there are or not.
Clearly. No one does, unless maybe you're in the government and they're hiding from us. The question is, do you think they are?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jason's decided he's not answering. Let's hope he's better in riding the Packers. 100 days till the start of the NFL season. Do I have that date right?
You do. Correct the window.
That seems pretty soon. Do you feel like the season is that close, or how are you feeling it in terms of time?
I do. I mean, this is kind of the calm before the storm. When you've done this as long as I have now, you kind of get the rhythm of the off season and then the rhythm of the season. And you know, the girls that are almost done with school. We're in the middle of OTAs. We got another open OTA, open to the media, not fans, tomorrow. We got one more after that. Then we got the mandatory mini camp starting June 13th. After that, they're all free to roam about the country. And then they'll come back for training camp at the end of July. So, yeah, I always kind of look at it as the 4th of July is when I really start to hear the tick, tick, ticking of the clock that the off season is quickly ending. So I'm trying to kind of, from a personal perspective, you're trying to jam as much stuff in with your friends, if you're a younger guy like I once was, or your family like I am now. So yeah, it definitely feels like that timeline is right on the money. And before you know it, we'll be starting training camp, and before you know it, it'll be September 10th, and Jordan Love will be making his first start as the actual Packers starting quarterback in Chicago.
Which,
it's going to come quickly.
Which Jason Homer said that's not an important date.
Now, I believe I was asked, what's the most important date for the Packers? Wasn't that, Pebble, what was your question?
Yeah, it was the, what's the next most important date for the Packers?
Is that it, Pebble? Is that how you
put
it?
That was it, yes.
Yeah, Homer said the draft.
I said April 25th, the draft.
What?
He poo-pooed the season.
No, the season is just fiddling and diddling. We'll just see how good Jordan Love is. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to make the playoffs. We're just a 7 wins, 8 wins. And so there's nothing in this season that's important other than watching the young players and their development. But, you know, the draft will be the big day because you also have the draft of Aaron Rodgers. You have the possibility of 2 number 1s. What?
Tony, I got to be honest, Tony. I don't know how you do it every day, buddy.
I don't either.
I love the guy.
So, they're not going to – you agree they're not going to make the playoffs. You have spent the last couple of weeks talking about the importance of people understanding this is a young team. It's not going to be very good. And so I'm saying, yeah, it's just –
All right. Couple of things.
Yes.
As I've said many times, there's a chance that they could not be very good and still, frankly, make the playoffs, right? In a weak division and
no.
a weak conference.
No.
I don't believe that's going to happen, but I could see a path to which that occurs. Okay, so that's one. Two.
Can I ask you a question? How is that path?
Oh, please.
What path is that? Explain the path.
There's enough crappy teams that you can get in at 7-10 or 8-11, or 7-10 or 8-9. Yep. I mean, think about it. The Packers went into the final game of the season at 8-8 last year.
Correct.
with a chance to win at home against a perennially, I know they won 8 of the last 10 last year, the Lions did, but we all know the Lions weren't very, weren't really good. Like, they were NFC North good last year, right? If we're being honest, like, you know, what would the Lions have been in the AFC? What would the, frankly, what would the Packers have been in the AFC? Like, the AFC right now, and I know it ebbs and flows, but the AFC right now is by far the stronger conference. Also, the Packers are playing, what, a third-place schedule? So they've got three games that are determined by their finish in the division. So they're playing three other third-place teams. So I think their schedule is one that lends itself to, even if you're not very good, you have a couple of balls bounce your way, and you're going to win a couple of games you shouldn't, or a few games you should. And there's the distinct possibility that they can be good enough to be, you know, in that 8-9, maybe 9-8. But I don't think
so. All right, well, if you can tell me they're going to have a chance for the playoffs the final week, then I'll tell you that last week of the season's huge, because making the playoffs this year would be awesome.
It would be ridiculous. Yeah, it would be great. And so, what, you know, the, I know you love to, I don't think you make things up like Tony does, but I do think that you like to barter in hyperbole. And so, of course, when somebody asks you the next most important date on the schedule, you know, the wild and crazy answer is you saying April 25th.
Right. If I pick that, the Vegas says they're going to win 7.5. I'm under 7.5. So that's what I think is going to happen.
And I have told you multiple times that I believe that the Green Bay Packers of 2023 are going 6-11. I don't believe that they're going to be good enough to make the playoffs, no matter how weak the conference is. But again, what I'm saying is I see a path where they catch some really ridiculous breaks, kind of the opposite of what they had happen in the 08 season, when they played 8 games that were decided by one score and 7 of them were losses. And they have a chance to somehow weasel their way into the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. And so when I – but even if they don't, even if they are the 6-11 team that I envision them being, or a, you know, 7-10 team, because one game goes their way that you're not expecting. But against a weak schedule, in a weak conference, in a weak division, where the Minnesota Vikings won the division because they went 11-0 in one score games, and there's no way that there's not going to be a correction, a market correction on that. There are still plenty of important dates between now and the draft, especially when you consider how many of these young players that are on the team for this year are there with the intent of them being for a long time. If they had a bunch of what Lee Rummel used to call ham and eggers that are there for the free breakfast and a cup of coffee on the roster and aren't going to be sticking around, that's fine. But I wrote a story for today's State Journal that outlines how they have 32 of the 91 players on their roster that are rookies, and that 56 of the 91 on their roster have 1 year of NFL experience or less. And so for the development of all those players who you intend to be on your team for a long time, the Christian Watsons, the Romeo Dobses, the Luke Musgraves, the Jaden Reed, the Tucker Crafts, the Jordan Loves, although his contract is this year and next year, and then we'll see. Like, you can't, I know he's in for effect, but you can't say that the next important date is when the draft is next year. You just can't do that. And you know you can't.
No, I can't.
You're
if
just
they're,
being
if I,
you.
No, if they're going to be 6-11, 7-10, you're just watching for the development of young players. You give all the reasons for being accurate, but then say I'm not. That 32 and 91 are rookies. You know, young players, many of them don't play very well their first year. You just, so you're watching what the, as I do,
but
I look at the good
part. You're the guy.
I believe
you're the guy.
Right, so
you're
it depends on if I see some good stuff, but that's some good stuff. It's probably going to have more bad stuff, and they're going to lose. You're saying they're going to lose, but oh, wait, anything's possible. Well, you can't play both ways. You can't pick them 6-11 and say, hey, they could make the playoffs. What?
I don't care if they make the playoffs or not, and I'm not picking them to make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, there are still more important dates on the calendar between now and the draft next year.
Yeah.
How can the founder of, hey, don't tell me about what a young player does when he makes mistakes. Tell me about what he's like when he does well. I have been, from your night well to homie days, a subscriber to that theory. Now, it doesn't always come to fruition, right? Because there are guys that have
just not any good.
And then it turns out that they're not that good after all. But more often than not, it is a really good policy to follow with young players. How could someone who believes in that, who has seen teams, whether it's Marquette teams or Packers teams or Brewers teams or Bucks teams, how can someone who has seen teams go through the process of becoming great teams say that there's no important dates between now and the draft next year? You can't possibly believe that. Because you might not make the playoffs doesn't mean that there aren't important mileposts that are still between now and the draft of next year.
So just for my help, what are those mileposts?
Whatever that game is when Jordan Love plays at a high level, and if they still lose the game because Joe Barry is their defensive coordinator, fine. But there is going to be a moment, if Jordan Love is any good, that you are going to watch him in a game and go, wow, I didn't know he even had that in him. But that will be, whatever that date is, I'm not marking it on the calendar yet, but when you say that it's not until the draft next year, that poo-poos all the moments that are going to occur between now and the draft. And I just don't think you can look at it.
Yeah, I have to redo that because every game is important as it relates
to
Jordan Love.
Yeah, way to get him, Jason. Yes, sir.
I will give you that. With Jordan Love.
Jason got him.
I'll accept that. Thank you, Jason. I'll go with that. But
God, that's a good feeling.
They're still going to lose. They're not going to make the playoffs. But yes, every game is important to help determine Jordan Love, even if they lose and don't make the playoffs. All right, thanks. Thanks, Jason.
I'm going to hang up right now.
Yeah, you should.
I just want to end on that note. Yep. All right, guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Be good.
I'm glad you came to your senses. You were sounding real weird there. Nothing is important. That sounded weird, though.
I was taking it more in terms of wins and losses in the season and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, his play is in determining
paramount.
How it's going to be, helping determine that. Yeah, but it could also be that nothing occurs of major significance the first year, and so then you go the next year. So that's why I say and emphasize the unimportance of it, because with so many young players that might end up being reasonably good,
Bubba
still may not look good.
Homer changed course.
Not much, but... You do have
and
to,
Jason you do took have, the wheel.
You do have to assess the play of Jordan Love. You can't deny that. But
why do you sound so disappointed that you had to change course? sound really disappointed.
I didn't really change course. But you do.
What?
You do have to understand the importance of him getting better.
Bell, did he change
learning
course?
About him.
Of course he did. He's got to stand up for himself and go with his first initial reaction.
No, he does not. He realized he was mistaken.
I look forward to the point in which the season.
Bevel, look how sad he is.
I look forward to the point.
Can we zoom in on his face?
Point in the season people go, you're right, Homer. The next important date is the draft.
Wait, look at the camera over my head. Look at the sadness on his face.
Next.